Hello, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm really excited to have you here as we dive into a topic that holds a special place in my heart: launching initiatives for women whose stories have been overlooked. This isn't just a guide, it's more of a love letter to those forgotten women whose voices deserve to be heard. There's something truly magical about bringing these stories into the light, isn't there? It's like unveiling hidden gems that have been buried for far too long. And while it might seem like a simple task, trust me, timing is everything. Now, what sets this guide apart? Well, we're not just focusing on the how or the what, but really delving into the when. Timing isn't just a footnote, it's a cornerstone of launching successful initiatives. I'll also be sharing personal stories and insights I've gathered over the years. So think of it as having a mentor right here by your side. It's an intricate dance, navigating the world of advocacy and storytelling, and I'm thrilled to share this journey with you. Before we get into the details of timing, let's take a step back and understand why so many women's stories fall through the cracks in the first place. I remember discovering a woman's incredible contributions that had been overshadowed by her male counterparts. That frustration was so real, and I realized it wasn't just me. So many of us feel it. This isn't just about oversight. It's about systemic biases deeply rooted in our society. Take, for example, a 2024 report that highlights gender bias in media, showing that men still dominate as quoted sources. This is why recognizing these biases is crucial when planning your initiatives. Let's talk about timing. The right moment to launch is crucial and can really make or break your initiative. It's vital to wait for the world to be ready for your story. Sometimes that means launching during a cultural or social moment that's already gaining momentum. I recall working with a client who launched during Women's History Month, and the campaign took off because people were already tuned in to celebrate women. The perfect timing isn't always glaringly obvious. It takes a mix of patience, keen observation, and a touch of intuition. Aligning your launch with anniversaries or significant events can add a layer of significance that captures the public's attention more effectively. Once you've identified that golden moment, it's time to build anticipation. This is where your creativity really comes into play. Picture it as setting the stage for a grand performance. It's about striking the right balance between teasing and engaging your audience. You might want to use social media teasers to spark curiosity, collaborate with influencers who share your mission, and engage your audience with interactive content or webinars. Now, this isn't just about marketing. It's about creating a vibrant community around your cause. How do you make your audience feel like they're part of something bigger, not just spectators? As you move forward, challenges will certainly arise. Sometimes they're more nuanced than they appear, like resistance from those who don't immediately recognize the value in these stories. But don't let that discourage you. Every challenge is a chance to refine your approach, strengthen your resolve, and make your initiative even more resilient. The 2024 to 2025 highlights by UN Women show us that sustained effort in advocacy yields results, proving that every push counts. Dive deep into historical records to find untold stories and provide authentic content for your initiative. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with some personal recommendations. Stay relentlessly curious. The array of stories out there is vast and varied, and there's always more to discover. Be patient. While the impact of your work may not be immediate, it is significant and far-reaching. Lastly, connect deeply with others in this field. Collaboration can amplify your efforts and bring diverse perspectives to your initiative. If you're looking to go even deeper, consider exploring resources on crafting narratives of forgotten women. It's a fantastic complement to everything we've talked about today. So, what will your next step be? Identify a woman whose story needs telling and start planning. Remember, you're not just telling a story, you're making history one voice at a time. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm looking forward to hearing about the incredible initiatives you launch. Until next time, take care.